Mr. Shilley. He got so desirous of meeting us, he didn't know what our mission was. He started out one night, he said to his wife, I'm going to find that church that Brother Messmer belongs to. He talked to me about it. And so he started out and he went down and then he thought, oh my, I don't even know where it is. And suddenly he was right in front of Seneca Avenue. It was on a Saturday night after street meeting. And so with a trembling heart, he climbed the stairs and he pulled that door open quietly. And what did he find? The altar filled with people silently praying. And there was something in that silence that gripped him. He felt something. He said, I never saw anybody pray like that. There wasn't a sound to be heard, but there was something to be felt. God was in that place. There was a clear connection with the throne of heaven. Jesus Christ was moving among these people that were praying. And a wonderful thing happened that night. One of the brethren saw him coming in, went to him, put his arm around him, said, come pray. Oh, he got frightened. He said, oh, no, not tonight. And down he bolted down the stairs and down to Myrtle Avenue. And when he came to Myrtle and Madison Street, he stopped. And he said, something strange happened. A light came from heaven. And like a mantle of light, it just surrounded him, just wrapped around. He didn't know what it was. He stood there in great silence. But when he came to, he was a new creature. I tell you, in these silent hours, God's miracles are wrought. What fools we are when we don't really believe that God is, that the Holy Ghost is, and that we are not. It's our privilege to come away down. Very few people do. But Mr. Shilley came home to his wife. He didn't know how to explain to her what had happened. I think this was Saturday night. Monday night he came to the prayer meeting on Seneca Avenue and knelt over there in the corner. And he began to talk. I thought he was going daffy. I went to him and tried to help him get straightened out, but he really had a conversation with Jesus. Jesus was talking to him. Jesus showed him a vision of his crucifixion. Jesus Christ had done all that without human agency, you might say, just by the Holy Ghost. Beloved, we're here this morning to learn from Jesus Christ that we don't know anything. And that we cannot know anything, and we don't have to know anything.